Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, Roadshow Edition. This is Eric Lee, live at the Overlook Film Festival. And I just finished seeing St. Agatha, the centerpiece film of the over the Overlook Film Festival. It's world premiere, and I am pleased to be joined by the director, Darren Bousman.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So, Darren, tell us a little bit about this movie that you just made.
St. Agatha is I guess you can call it an unploitation film. It's the story about a woman named Mary, played by Sabrina Kern, who it's set in the 1950s and unexpectedly ends up pregnant, not having the money or resources to give birth, and then the sanctity of like a hospital and a husband. She has to turn to a convent to hope that she can deliver the child safely there. Antics ensue.
Yeah, and I can say, after having seen this, there are about four or five elements in this that you will never forget. I think that it had some real powerful shocks, but it's not a jump scare kind of a movie. This is a it's neither the slow burner nor is it the killing by numbers kind of a horror movie. I think it's fitting really comfortably into this, what I'd like to say, the new golden age of horror that we are entering into, where storytelling elements are big, acting is big, and the visuals really, really impressed.
Thank you. I mean, we kind of went off, and I approached this literally as a drama. I said, the older I've gotten, I've kind of changed what I think is scary and what I think is horror. And we didn't want to approach it from a gore standpoint. I didn't want to approach it from a jump scare standpoint. I just wanted to tell this story. And I think by telling it in the way that we told it, it makes it in some respects more disturbing, more macabre, more fucked up, because it's not relying on the buckets of blood and the whatever. But when those moments happen, I think due to the performances, it's more cringe-inducing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I'd like to touch a little bit about those big moments in a little bit here. But some of you may know Darren from his previous work from Saws 2, 3, and 4, sort of a different kind of an animal than what St. Agatha is. But I think something that is certainly similar from Saw 2 to this movie is the notion of the sort of the final girl and following, you know, the a woman who's trapped in a situation. Did you take any lessons from the Saw movies when doing St. Agatha?
I think every movie I do, I take something from. I take what I learned from Saw 2, Saw 3, Saw 4, Repo, Mother's Day. I kind of take it all. I learn from it. I pick the elements out that I think that I want to carry over to the next film. And I've learned a lot on St. Agatha, which I'll take over to my next film as well. I mean, at its heart, yes, it's a horror film. Yes, at its heart, it's whatever. But I think that the performances we have a fantastic group of leading ladies, kind of top line by Sabrina Kern and Carolyn Hennessy. Carolyn Hennessy playing Mother Superior. And then down the line, from Trin and Courtney and Lindsay and Hannah Fearman, it's just, we have these amazing female actresses that give it such this, I don't even know how to describe it. The mood in the film is just something unique and something I haven't ever done before.
Now, did you grow up Catholic?
I did not. I grew up Lutheran. But I've always been fascinated with religion. If you go back and look at my last few films, they've all lived in that kind of zeitgeist, from 11/11/11 to The Devil's Carnival to, you know, they've all had that kind of religious undertone, even Abattoir. Mm-hmm. So I think that I've always been fascinated with religion and people's belief systems and what they will do based on their belief system. So this is just kind of another angle of that kind of fascination that I have.
So, In my reference to the, sort of this golden age, are you seeing, because with as big as some of these modest budget movies have blown up, with particularly Get Out, and now A Quiet Place is going big.
Yeah.
How optimistic are you for the future of the kinds of films that you like to make, as far as being able to capitalize on getting more of your projects greenlit and funded? And
Making any movie is impossible. I mean, I've done quite a few films. It doesn't get easier, it gets harder. Mm-hmm. Because there are such great filmmakers now, and I think that in the age of technology and the internet, more filmmakers have an easier time of a platform. And what that's done is it's made, there's an oversaturation. And so, you know, it's hard, and that's, it's got to keep me on my toes, because now it's giving spotlights to these amazing filmmakers that are getting these amazing opportunities. I think for me, good stories always cut through. If you have a good story, you can get it made, you can get it seen. However, I think I'm kind of turning more towards the immersive world, which has become my second passion, is making immersive entertainment. So I think you're going to see a 50-50 split for me, doing 50% immersive entertainment, 50% film.
Okay. So what's next for you?
I'm going to continue working on the Tension experience, which is the immersive experience that I'm talking about. It's very similar to The Game, David Fincher's The Game, mm-hmm. where basically you sign up on our website, which is thetensionexperience.com.
Check it out, folks.
Yeah, and if you fill out kind of a lengthy application process, and we begin to manipulate your life, and you're drawn in the center of your own narrative.
Now, weren't some of the actresses that you had in St. Agatha part of the Tension experience?
First off, the main writer, Clint Sears, the only writer of the Tension experience, Clint Sears, was the co-writer of this and did the majority of the writing on this film. And the lead actress, Sabrina Kern, Trin, Bobby King, we had a lot of Miles. We had a lot of the same actors from Tension Experience in this. And that, you know, I think when I have a connection with somebody, when I have a relationship or kinship with someone, I like to work with them again and again. And that's what happened on this.
So I want to get to some of those big moments. And mm-hmm. for those of you listening, since I know that I saw the world premiere and it's not out yet in wide release, spoiler alerts.
Very big spoiler alerts. Yeah.
So. If you want to hold off, go see the film. You can, but I'd like to touch base on some of the big freak out moments that I saw. Eat like a bird.
Yeah, that, you know, in this one we tried to do, for most of them we tried to make very simplistic, not overly complex gore moments. And the eating like a bird was, there's a scene where the lead actress is being force fed and she's refusing to eat. So one of our more charactery nuns forces her to eat by chewing up her food and spitting it in her mouth. And it's a pretty cringe-inducing...
It got a huge groan from the audience, yeah. Including me. That was... I loved that moment.
Yeah, thank you.
Another big one. Okay, now, you set up... There's some foreshadowing. You put a bear trap in the woods.
Yeah.
And so you know at some point it's going to get sprung, and then you showed it again. And so what do you... That it's the moment that you go... And there's a sequence where I could have sworn that thing was going to make its second appearance. Had you any thoughts of that, or were you cognizant that's the audience's reaction, that as no. they're stumbling around out there, that somebody might hit it again?
Yeah, we knew, and that's what we set up in the very beginning. It was actually throughout the movie. We cut it out in the very end of the edit. There was actually nail boards out there. We cut that out of the movie too, where she runs and steps on nails. So throughout the movie, we set up the fact that this compound or convent in the woods is surrounded by homemade traps to dissuade the inhabitants from leaving in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And obviously, there's a payoff for that, which involves a bear trap.
Which is a callback from the Saw movies,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it is. I always try to put little homages to past films in my work, and there's one right there.
The cutting of the tongue.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. It's so simple. It's such a simple thing, but there's a character who talks out of turn, and they're in a convent of silence, and silence is golden, and they've made a promise to God to keep silent, and when they break that promise, there are consequences and ramifications.
And who is the actress who had to go through that dilemma?
Hannah. Hannah, you would know from such films as VHS or The Siren. She's amazing, and she's got such expressive big eyes.
I was just gonna say eyes,
which you know, she's a fantastic actress, and she was perfect for this role because she communicates so much just through her eyes.
And the fact that you made it her own decision.
Yeah, I know.
That was a torturous bit, and I had to look away, but then you dove in for a second.
Yeah, I know.
A second shot, which was
worse than the first. Yeah,
was, and it was amazing. So that was, and then the fourth, and maybe the piece de resistance, getting strangled by an umbilical cord of a baby that had just been born. So what kind of a sick
I tell you, that was my absolute favorite, because. it's such a what-the-fuck moment in the script. And I remember when we were ready to film it, someone actually said to me, are we really going to film this? And I said, abso-fucking-lutely we are. We shot the whole thing in one take. We had two cameras rolling one take because the sun was setting. Well, this is a low-budget movie. We didn't have time to add more days. So we did the whole thing in one take, and we shot it. And it's I can pretty much guarantee, I've never seen a movie that did that before.
It took the audience about 5 seconds to realize what the Garrett was.
Yeah.
And then once you go, oh, no, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
That was incredible. So if you're fast-forwarding through, so that's sort of the end of the major spoilers. But for those of you who actually like spoilers, I think by that description, for all of you horror nuts out there who have a bit of a sick and twisted mind, believe me, you'll be satisfied. This movie it's got a tight script. It's got a great look. The storyline is deep, and the characters bring it. So
I want to throw out a big special thanks to my fam, Joseph White, the cinematographer, who he did Repo and Mother's Day with me in 11/11, and he just did, most of my stuff I've done. I think he gave the film a fantastic look, and I'm so happy with the final kind of feel and look of the film.
Yeah. So I think that's probably going to be a bit of a wrap, unless... Darren, if you've got anything else that you'd like to pitch?
I can't wait for you all to go see it and check out the Tension Experience.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you, man.